You know, Chael Sonnen was on the Joe Rogan Experience, and he brought you up for about, I think, 30 minutes. They were talking about you. Chael was talking about how you have some of the best stories out there, and he recapped one of the stories. I just wanted to ask you if you could tell us a story, maybe. I'd love to hear a crazy Chris Leben story, man, if you can think of one.
A crazy Chris Leben story. Well, you know, there's a lot of them. I mean, there really is a lot of them, and
I believe,
you know,
that.
I've been slowly trying to kind of get away from that guy, but it's pretty funny the story that Chael told. I don't know, did he mention on the podcast that he purchased those for me?
Yeah, he did actually.
Yeah, that's so funny because I haven't had a chance to hear the podcast. I'm gonna have to. Funny.
Awesome.
He actually paid me for the stories, and I remember hearing him more than once tell him as his own. It's pretty. Chael is an interesting guy for sure.
And so are you, man. And that's why I wanted to hear a story. But he actually brought up the story about how your family hit a deer and then it was rotting, and they told you to like test the meat or something, and you got E. coli.
Well, what happened? The story probably, a little bit of telephone. My uncle had took my cousin on a hunt for kids, but my cousin was too scared to shoot the deer, so my uncle shot the deer and the deer standing next to it. And then they had a Honda Civic, so they pulled up to our house with a deer on the hood of the car, and because they weren't supposed to have a deer on the hood of their car, they left it at my house, and they left it there for like 2 weeks. So fast forward 2 weeks, the deer's rotting on my front porch, and me and my brother are grounded as usual. So we're supposed to be we're at home supposed to be cleaning while my mom and my uncle comes up and they're all out at the bar. Well, they come home after having a long evening at the bar, and they decide that now is going to be the time they're going to butcher this deer. So it was wrapped in a sheet. They unwrap it, and it's covered in, these white spots, white stuff. You know, mold is growing on it. And then my uncle, and it was kind of sucked because I just had to clean the house. Well, my uncle throws it over his shoulder, blood pouring out everywhere because they had skinned it.
Jesus.
And they throw it on the kitchen table, and now he doesn't have anything to cut it up with, so he starts using a skill saw to cut the deer up on my kitchen table, and chunks of deer and stuff are flying everywhere. And my mom, being the homemaker that she was, breaks out the meat processor, starts grabbing the chunks and making hamburger out of them. And then we had to eat it. Me and my brother did. And long story short, venison is one of the few meats I no longer have the ability to eat.
Wow.
There was a couple weeks when I was a kid where, probably would have died of starvation if it wasn't for venison, so I'm appreciative of it, but definitely kind of has ruined my taste for deer meat.
That's incredible, man. That is hearing it from the horse's mouth, no pun intended, is awesome.
That is absolutely wild. It sounds like you have a pretty interesting family. You have any more crazy stories that that involve your uncle or
there's a few, I got to make sure I'm okay when I go home for Christmas, I mean? well, I'll tell you, another one, he works for a city, and what they do is they store food up on their property because he has pigs and cows and stuff, so he'll get all this food that they were throwing out of, like, Safeway. He'll go grab it out of the dumpster or whatever, and they'll store it. Well, that attracts rats. So more recently, he was trying to shoot a rat that was running between his feet and shot himself in the foot. And then but he's such a tough bastard, and he was too embarrassed to admit he shot himself in the foot. The next day, he went to work the whole day with a hole in his foot. and he was shooting rats between trying to run between his legs.
I think I'm starting to feel where this Lieben strength comes from. No one can knock you out. Your uncle's going to work with a hole in his foot. That's amazing.
Yeah. So there's other some other interesting ones.